Thank you. Hi, everyone. Who here knows MDN? Make some noise, make some noise. Who here knows open source? No, don't. It's awesome. Come on. Right. So, welcome. Hi, I'm Pranshu. I'm the community manager at MDN. I do the community stuff over there. I'm based out of Berlin. I've been a Mozilla contributor since 2015, so I've been around. You can find me on the internet or after the talk. Just say hi. Cool. Agenda, what are we doing here? So we'll go over what's MDN, how do we do MDN, and what does the future look like. I just wanted to give a small peek into the open source side of MDN, not just the product that you see every day. And we'll have a short Q&A at the end. Cool. So who, what, and why is MDN? MDN, as you know, is the Mozilla Developer Network. It's the open source documentation platform that covers everything web development, so HTML, CSS, JavaScript mostly, but then pretty accurate document. And you've been there. All right, our core values. This is what makes MDN MDN, because we have to be very accurate and reliable before anything goes on MDN. It's collaborative and community-driven. We've got a bunch of contributors. You'll see the overall number later. And we're very inclusive and dynamic. We have to change as the web changes, right? We've been through a lot of iterations over the year. We'll go through that as well. Awesome. So the evolution of MDN. By the way, it's the 20th year of MDN, right? It's two decades of MDN. Thank you. It was launched in 2005 as DevMo by Mozilla. It was just a community wiki dedicated to web standards. It got rebranded to Mozilla Developer Network in 2010. I think that's where people started flowing in mostly. In 2017, a lot of companies in the tech industry joined. They joined the PAB, and they started contributing to MDN as well. As a part of their documentation. In 2020, we moved the wiki to our new GitHub, right? That's where our code is, our content is. It used to be a wiki, yes. And then in 2022, we launched MDN Plus, right? So I'm going to share some screenshots from the past, and whoever has seen that at some point in their life, make some noise, yeah? Okay, some people, right? Woo! Okay. What about this one? Yes, right? Yeah, this was me as well. This was my first MDN as well. Right, and what it looks like now, right? I'm not sure if you've been there recently, but this is what it looks like, and I love it. It has its fault, but I love it. Right, but then what is MDN today? I talked about it being a documentation platform, right, for web developers, but it's more than that. So first and foremost, web docs for sure, right? But we've expanded into Learn. There's a structured curriculum because we see an influx of new web developers every day. We have the MDN blog, which did not exist for a very long time. But we've got tips, we've got tutorials. I'm not sure if anyone's focused on Temporal recently, JavaScript Temporal. Yeah, we wrote about that, and it just went first on Hacker News, which was amazing. First time in my life something which I'm involved in has gone to Hacker News number one, so yeah.